Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, December 23rd. I'm Abby Larico. The Kranzberg Arts Foundation has spent a decade turning a once quiet stretch of Grand Center into a hub of activity.
You give it a little bit more and you make it a little bit safer, a little bit more connected, and you can really get this place humming 365 day and night. We're so close.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has the latest on Grand Center East, where it's been and where it might be going. That story's coming up after this news on The Gateway. The Kansas City Chiefs have made it official. The team is moving out of Missouri and across the border into Kansas. Lawmakers in Kansas voted yesterday afternoon to approve a package paying for a new stadium. That means the Chiefs will soon leave Arrowhead, which has been their home since 1972, and Missouri will again be without an NFL franchise. Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly said yesterday that the team will build a new $3 billion domed football stadium in Wyandotte County.
It will be a world-class facility, the envy of professional sports. It will be surrounded by an entertainment district to beat all entertainment districts, hotels and restaurants and bars and more.
The project will be largely funded by a tax mechanism called Star Bonds. That allows bonds to help pay for construction, and then sales tax generated by the stadium would be diverted to pay back the loans. KC Mo Mayor Quentin Lucas says the Chiefs' move to Kansas is a, quote, loss for the Arrowhead tradition that so many of us in the Chiefs' kingdom hold dear, end quote. Missouri, Kansas City, and Jackson County put together an offer for the NFL team worth more than $1.5 billion to remain in the state. But Lucas said it could not match Kansas's competing offer. Still, though, he expressed a sliver of hope that Missouri could still be a backup choice.
But remain committed to ensuring Arrowhead Stadium, Missouri, Jackson County, and Kansas City remain an option should the deal not conclude.
Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota says the county is still confident it put its best plan forward.
There's a lot of details to go on, and we have a plan that they know the plan is. So if something would go awry, I hope it does. Well, I shouldn't say that. If it does, we're here.
Lavota says the county will do something, quote, amazing with the current Arrowhead Stadium property after the Chiefs leave. He didn't elaborate. Mayor Lucas said he's working with state and county leaders to ensure that the Kansas City Royals baseball team doesn't follow the Chiefs over the state line. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe expressed his disappointment with the decision, posting on social media last night that state leaders did their part in putting together a deal that was good for both Missouri taxpayers and the team. But, quote, unfortunately, team ownership has decided to abandon Lamar Hunt's legacy at the iconic Arrowhead Stadium, adding, quote, at Arrowhead, every game feels like a Super Bowl. No new stadium will replicate that, end quote. For now, Kansas City is the only NFL franchise left in the state after the Rams moved from St. Louis to Los Angeles nearly a decade ago. The Chiefs will play at Arrowhead through the 2030 season and are planning to move to their new stadium in Kansas in 2031. We're getting a better look at the terms under which the Edwardsville School District superintendent is stepping away from the job after being on paid leave for the last few months. St. Louis Public Radio's Hiba Ahmed reviewed a copy of the agreement between Edwardsville School Board and the superintendent, reached last week, and has this report.
The Edwardsville School District will pay former Superintendent Patrick Shelton over $64,000 in addition to money for 10 unused vacation days. Shelton will remain on paid administrative leave until March 13th. The school board voted unanimously on December 15th to approve the agreement. The board placed Shelton on paid leave in late September. Members didn't specify a reason, citing personnel issues. Shelton's contract was set to expire in June 2028. The board declined to comment on the agreement. I'm Hiba Ahmed, St. Louis Public Radio.
A popular late-night spot downtown is closing in 2026. The Wheelhouse has announced its final last call after 11 years in business. The hot spot on Spruce Street near Busch Stadium was known for bustling on weekends. During the early days of the pandemic, it also made headlines for flouting masking and social distancing guidelines. Wheelhouse officials thanked the community for supporting the local establishment and for creating energy that, in their words, has been, quote, truly unmatched. The bar will be open this Friday and Saturday night, but will close its doors for good after its New Year's Eve party. In addition to the Wheelhouse, Cafe Piazza in Benton Park and Ben Welch's Little Lucy and Lucy Q in the Grove also announced they will close at the end of the year. Opera Theater of St. Louis will build a new performing arts center in Clayton. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis has the details.
Opera theater leaders bought the former Caleres headquarters in Clayton for almost $16 million. The theater plans to redevelop the site to include its headquarters, studio spaces, and a new garden for guests. Opera Theater has been headquartered at Webster University since the theater's founding in 1976. Andrew Jorgensen is Opera Theater of St. Louis's general director. He says he's grateful for Webster University's support and is looking forward to the years ahead.
The hope is that we are taking the things that we love about both the experience in the garden and the intimacy of our theater, and we're taking all of that with us for the future.
Opera Theater will remain at Webster University for the next few seasons during the redevelopment. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Grand Center is home to many top arts destinations in St. Louis. But heading east from Grand Boulevard, the action used to peter out past Jazz St. Louis. Now a hub of arts activity grows on Grand Center's eastern edge, after the Kranzberg Arts Foundation spent $50 million repurposing old buildings there. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, the nonprofit says it has set the stage, and now it's time for more public and private dollars to take a leading role.
On a chilly Saturday evening at New Music Club The Sovereign, Radiohead fans scan their tickets for a tribute band called Android Paranoid.
All right, enjoy the show, guys. Thank you.
The muffled sounds of soundcheck fill the lobby. This building originally housed Pavier Printing Machine Works. Tim Weber opened The Sovereign in September. He's also managing partner of the old Rock House. Weber says the building's industrial bones make for good live music.
I believe there's music in the bricks of this place. And one of the weird things about these old buildings and why it's so cool to restore them, they sound better. The brick is softer, so it absorbs the sound. If you put new brick up, it just doesn't sound as good as the old stuff.
10 years ago, this spot, three blocks east of Grand Boulevard, it didn't get much foot traffic. But a visitor tonight is steps away from the Marcel Theater, DJs and cocktails at Sophie's Artist Lounge. Across the street is a cafe. It's all happening in once-decaying buildings purchased by Weber's landlord, the Kranzberg Arts Foundation.
They own the block. The block that we're on, they own all of it.
But the foundation's building boom here is over for now, says Kranzberg's executive director, Chris Hansen.
Now that we've built the environment and we've centralized the art in the industry, we want to see developers seeing this as a place that the market conditions are right for them to come down and be successful.
Hansen tells me about it at the Key Burger Bar and Boogie. That's a new Kranzberg joint near the Sovereign. It offers burgers, beers, and dance bands.
As we go to the Boogie side. So this has got a little more nightlife energy, and that's got a little more food energy.
Hansen says Grand Center East, it just needs a little push before it can become its own destination.
You give it a little bit more, and you make it a little bit safer, a little bit more connected, and you can really get this place humming 365 day and night. We're so close.
Some of the money behind the Key and the Sovereign came from the equity fund Arch 2 Park. Dustin Allison of Greater St. Louis, Inc. manages the fund. He says every burger bar or live venue builds economic momentum.
It's that type of investment that helps to engender additional confidence in a neighborhood. People are looking around going, okay, where's the next place? You know, oh, they're investing there? Okay, well, maybe they see something I don't see. There's a little bit of a herd mentality.
One way to signal that the herd is welcome is outdoor art.
Watch your step here.
This is our newest one. I'm super proud of it.
Marianne Serenko is the force behind Walls Off Washington, the Kranzberg's ever-expanding mural series.
All of a sudden you put beautiful paint and beautiful art on the wall, it just transforms and changes a place.
The murals snake through the streets. They brighten spots that are still neglected and communicate the message to people, yeah, you're supposed to be here. Serenko and I recently walked down the abandoned-feeling street behind the Key Burger Bar, amid patches of gravel and a dumpster or four. Serenko sees a canvas.
It's going to be incredible. You're going to be sitting among murals. There's going to be one there and there and here. And so it's all going to be activated in this incredible way.
Just how grand will these plans turn out to be? It may depend on who else out there is willing to pick up the conductor's baton and help wave the future into tune. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
How Rob Edwards edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway.